Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Wednesday, March 12th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. By George, he's finally on Broadway. George Clooney makes his main stem debut, starring as Edward R. Murrow in a play adaptation of Good Night and Good Luck, starting previews tonight. The play, based on Clooney's Oscar-nominated film of the same name, is about how Murrow, a journalist, and his team at CBS News combated paranoia and propaganda, prevailing by preaching truth and journalistic integrity against Senator Joseph McCarthy during the Red Scare. The historical drama also features Mack Brandt, Will Dagger, Christopher Denham, Glenn Fleshler, Ilana Glazer, Clark Gregg, Paul Gross, Georgia Hears, Carter Hudson, Fran Kranz, Jennifer Morris, Michael Nathanson, Andrew Polk, and Aaron Roman Wiener. Good Night and Good Luck is co-written by Clooney and Grant Heslov, with direction by David Cromer. Opening night is April 3rd at the Winter Garden Theater for a run through June 8th. Joy Huerta, the co-composer of Broadway's Real Women Have Curves, has just announced a free acoustic pop-up concert outside the James Earl Jones Theater. Set for Tuesday, March 18th at 9:45 a.m., Huerta, one half of the Grammy-winning Mexican pop duo Jesse and Joy, will preview select songs from the musical, as well as perform from the Jesse and Joy catalog. Also, a select number of $50 tickets for the musical will be on sale at the box office and at telecharge.com that day only, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. There is a limit of 2 tickets that can be purchased per individual, and the offer is valid for the first 2 weeks of previews. Real Women Have Curves begins previews April 1st and officially opens on April 27th. And finally today, it was just revealed that last Monday's annual Broadway Backwards Benefit Concert, held at the Gershwin Theater, raised a record-breaking sum. A total of $1,111,788 was made, supporting Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS and the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Community Center in New York City. Hosted by Jen Colella, this year's event celebrated, per the Broadway Cares website, LGBTQ+ love, the strength of community, and the boundless power of hope, as 82 musical theater luminaries and rising stars alike transformed show tunes into queer stories, backed by a 13-piece orchestra. Over the past 18 of these events, nearly $8 million has been made. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.